This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want you to think of the least likely item that could be stolen from a farm in New York.
Oh.
And when I say item, I mean like piece of produce.
Oh.
That's what was taken by a man just east of us. And it's not just the item that's strange, it's the amount of the item that is also strange.
Right.
Because no human being would need this many of these, especially when this isn't even that good.
Okay, you don't even like it.
I don't know.
And you said you didn't think we grew it here?
I did not know that New York grew these.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Monsters Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. The story comes to us from SOTUS. A 41-year-old man has been arrested after police say he unlawfully entered a farm and stole peaches.
Wait, you didn't know we grew peaches here?
No. We grow peaches in New York?
I actually
oh, my
know that
God.
Like,
oh,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, I knew you could, but I didn't know, like, there were, like, we did in mass production. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we grow peaches here because when you go into Wegmans at a certain time of the year,
yeah,
Wegmans will have, like, all the locally grown peaches out front.
I don't eat peaches.
Are there that many
farms? We grow
farms
strawberries
that do it?
Here?
No, I know
yeah.
we have strawberries. I've been to a strawberry farm.
Right.
I've never seen a peach tree in my life in New York.
Well, first of all, man, you didn't even know produce till you met your wife.
What are you talking about?
Worked in Wegmans. You didn't go down to produce aisle.
Well, I'm thinking, like, growing up here and going to all those, like, pick-your-own-stuff farms,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't ever remember seeing peaches.
Yeah, you're taking a lot of shots at me when there's a woman right here who also said she didn't know peaches were growing here.
The way she eats, she ain't eating no produce.
Like I said, I knew you could grow them here, but I figured most of it was done in the South.
I thought peaches could only be grown in warm weather. That's why Georgia and Florida are known for peaches.
Yeah. Yes, but you can grow peaches up here.
Okay.
And the peach trees can survive a winter.
Okay, I need to survive a winter. You're talking about peaches.
Orange trees can survive.
I will bet you, I know orange trees can't survive the winter. I thought peach trees couldn't, but now I learned that today. I bet you at least 60% of our audience was unaware that peaches were growing.
Anybody
in New York
that walks into a goddamn Wegmans or a Tops knows.
So do you look for specifically local peaches?
Well, yeah, when they're in
You're
season.
Such an old man.
I know.
You know what? I want to eat my peaches. Local.
Like the big ones, Mason Farms, I think, and that's the ones they make.
Those, know that. No, because he's an idiot.
They make the Lori peaches when they come in.
He's
are
making
phenomenal.
All this up. He's okay. making all.
No,
this
I'm not.
Up right now.
You think I'm making up names like that?
Yes, yes, I do.
I'm not that talented. The Lori, I think it's called the Lori peaches from Mason Farms are delicious.
Okay, that makes you even more sad because you're now rattling off legitimate peach facts.
Because I pay attention to produce.
Why?
You have children to feed. Thank God your wife introduced you to food.
My wife cannot rattle off peach names.
I guarantee she's a gardener.
Yeah. I got a peach tree.
You may now.
Shut up. You tell my wife that peaches are
growing. I would love to have a peach tree.
So go get a peach tree.
Too much maintenance. No one went to the upkeep.
Don't even be started about the water department. So going back to, the crime.
Yeah, so he stole a bunch of peaches?
Police say the 41-year-old man took $120 worth of peaches.
So that's got to be 2 peck.
Is that a lot of peaches?
Yeah, because like I would think. I mean, that's a good basket of peaches.
How many peaches can you get for $120? Is it like a buck a peach?
They're expensive.
Wait, how expensive is one peach?
I bet you peaches are probably $3.99 a pound.
How much how heavy is one peach? Like, give me a peach.
Like, how many peaches do you get?
Let's say the average peach is 8 ounces.
Okay. So it's $2 a peach.
Let's say it's a half a pound a peach.
Why are we doing this?
You bring it up because you want to
do
it.
Here, I had
weights and measurements.
I had one question. How much does one peach cost?
I'm going to say.
Oh,
$2.
Man, you got a lot of information about peaches except minus how price. Much peaches cost.
$2 a peach.
How stupid are you? You don't know the actual farm and the name of the peach.
You know every variety of apple and the cost per apple, but you can't tell us about peaches.
When I buy those peaches, I get like three of them. Yeah. They're like $6.
Okay, so $2 a peach then. Do you buy organic peaches though?
Well, they're fresh peaches, so no.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
All right, so that means then this guy probably stole around 60 peaches.
Which is probably a big-ass basket of peaches.
Were those peaches just for him?
Maybe he's making some good peach pie. Mmm, peach pie. Or he could be making cobbler.
Okay.
Or jam.
But like,
it's like a weird time of year for all that stuff.
Well, no, you gotta get the preserve so you can get it going for the winter.
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
You gotta jar it up.
What are we doing, a Pepperidge Farm commercial? I remember Remember how to preserve the peaches? Pepperidge Farms remembers. 252-WCMF, 252-926. We haven't even gotten to the most bizarre part of the story yet. Again, we're talking about a 41-year-old man from Sotus. He's been arrested after police say he unlawfully entered a local farm and stole peaches. Kimmy and I are blown away that they grow peaches in New York. Mr. Arrogant Peach over here, because.
Because you're a couple of growth dopes.
Growth dopes?
Yeah, you don't know where nothing grows.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Danny boy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I actually grew up with a peach tree in my backyard.
Wow, in your own backyard?
Lucky
my
bastard.
My own backyard.
Wow. And?
Yeah, it was a great childhood memories. You know, every summer getting those peaches was fantastic until a storm blew it over one day.
I remember when the rains came and swept all the peaches away. And I said, Patches, I'm depending on your peaches, son.
Dan, thanks for the call. I love how he doesn't laugh at your thing, but he thought we should know that he had a tree that blew over in his backyard.
He lost a peach tree.
Great peaches, though, according to Dan.
252 WCMF. Anyone else has any tree stories? We'd love to talk to you. I'm kidding. Don't call the show. The most bizarre part of this story is not the fact that Kimmy and I are blown away that we grow peaches in New York. It's not the fact that he stole that many peaches. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he stole a fruit, according to police, that isn't even objectively a good fruit.
Oh, I love peaches.
So how long do you have before peaches go bad? Like, how fast do you have to eat all those peaches?
They ripen in between 2 and 3 days.
Well,
you asked me questions. No,
I'm telling you, I'm asking.
Because
I had a peach for breakfast this morning.
I was just asking because you might not even be able to enjoy the thing you stole.
Well, you had to eat them quickly.
Yeah. As fast as you can.
Unless you do something with them.
Okay.
Make jelly.
Peaches suck.
Why do peaches suck?
Peaches suck. They're not
delicious.
They're not. They're like a hoary apple. Tell me I'm wrong. You know that's a perfect way to describe
it. I have slept with whores.
Peaches aren't even a top 10 fruit.
Yes, they are.
No, not even close.
Oh, I want to hear your fruit rankings.
All right, hold on. Can we both agree that bananas are the number one fruit?
Worldwide, yes.
Okay. No, I'm saying like preferably how delicious they are.
I mean, I like a banana, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, all right, top number, number
then,
one.
Watermelon, grapes, cantaloupe, apples, strawberries, blueberries, honeydew, oranges, raspberries, all better than peaches.
You need a lot of melon in there.
Yeah, and the melon's better than peach. Kimmy. Would you say peaches are a top 10 fruit?
For me personally, no.
Thank you.
She's never had a pear.
No, I wouldn't put. I'm not a big peach person.
They don't
person.
Grow up this way.
They'll never
survive the winter.
Can you shut up?
I remember when I had one in the backyard and the rain swept that chest away.
Bro, she's about to go dolphin on you.
And I said, Patches.
You were saying, Kimmy?
No, I don't even like peach flavor in things. Like, I'm just not a peach person. Like, I don't like peach iced tea. I don't like anything. I don't like peach pie.
No, she's right. Like, nothing that even has peaches in it is good. Yeah. Nothing that has peaches in it. Like, cobbler, pie, milkshake.
So you don't like nectarines, plums, any of that stuff?
No. Plums are gross, man.
How are plums gross?
They look like a gorilla's testicle.
Did you?
They're probably tasty like them.
Did you grow up eating that fruit, or did that taste come later?
Well, when I changed my diet, I started eating. When I lost the flab, I started eating better. And I discovered like all this stuff. Yeah. Like, I love kiwi fruit, star fruit, grapes, all that stuff.
Duh. Grapes I can get behind. Everything else is gross.
Oh, thank God.
Well, no, I'm just saying, man. Right. Like, no, you have a weird palate. Like, Kimmy and I, being in agreement here, shows you that the majority of America hates peaches.
No, I would say the region you grew up also affects what fruits you put an emphasis on.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard the preview, Kerry, that Mordecai Farm sells a Lululu pizza. It's absolutely delicious. New York City, shut fantastic. Up, you bitch-ass bitch.
And you only get them for a certain, you know, the peach season is very short of
yeah.
it.
Oh, really?
So you got to get on it now.
Oh, you buy into that?
Yeah.
Big peach trying to sell you. You got to buy it now. It's going to
once the winter
out.
Hit, you ain't getting no peach. Are you going to get you a California peach or a Mexican peach?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this man, Ian Sotis, who was accused of stealing $120 worth of peaches from a farm. Kimmy and I were blown away that you can grow peaches in New York. Tommy's being an arrogant peach dick. We just established that a peach is not even a top 10 fruit. Take one fruit out and put the peach in. What are you taking out of bananas, watermelon, grape, cantaloupe, apple, strawberry, blueberry, honeydew, oranges, or raspberries?
I could get rid of one of the melons.
Really?
Yeah. I would take water. I would keep watermelon. I would get rid of honeydew and cantaloupe.
Would you get rid of cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Cantaloupe is arguably the best of all the melons.
No. I would go watermelon, honeydew.
No, you are
cantaloupe.
An idiot.
Cantaloupe I could get rid
You're
of.
You're an idiot. Cantaloupe has so much more flavor than the honeydew.
No.
Honeydew is like the fakest of melons, yet still better than a peach.
I disagree.
Okay, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's see what Stephanie thinks. She's on CMF. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. I was calling about the peach conversation.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
First off, they are Lorianne peaches, and I know this because every time in June, as soon as I come in, I'm buying tons of
peaches. Whoa, Kimmy, you just cursed
you
about peaches,
curse
Stephanie.
You can't.
You're peach cursing on the air.
I know. They are delicious, and I don't know what you're thinking that they're terrible fruit.
No, they're gross.
Because he was raised poor, and he didn't have fresh access to food. Stuff.
If you have a perfect peach, they are juicy, and they don't have that weird spongy texture.
The juice runs on your chin.
So flavorful.
Like my chin will be full of peach juice and I'm done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that true?
It drips off my lips.
Okay.
Stephanie, listens in the sun.
No. My husband and I are just very adamant about peaches. We go from that right into Macintosh apples in the fall when you can pull them right off.
Okay. See, like you're like Tommy. Like you start naming different kinds of fruit. Like you don't need to give me a brand of the fruit, right? Just say I like apples. I like peaches. Like when I hear people start narrowing it down. I like Macintosh apples or Macintosh apples. No, you're a douche. And you seem nice, Stephanie, but you also sound like a douche.
I get that, but
okay.
If you really like a certain fruit, you got to pay attention to which ones you're getting.
Yeah.
I will say the cantaloupe to honeydew debate. My husband is adamant that cantaloupe is the best melon. I slightly prefer honeydew, but yeah. No, that's
good
that
thing you don't have a gun in that house.
Stephanie, I'm going to take some more calls, but thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. She was on your side. The interesting Stephanie.
I checked out on Melon Talk.
It is weird how people will turn into snobs when they start trying fruits, like unusual fruits.
I'm
like, you've never had a kumquat before?
I don't even know what a kumquat looks like.
Wait,
like
you've never had a kumquat?
I've never had a kumquat.
Why didn't you tell me?
I've never come up before.
You know, they grow up here.
No kidding.
Yeah. But they have a special climate.
Really?
I just got into the kumquat game.
What kind of climate are we talking?
Well, turns out that the men's room has the perfect altitude and climate to grow the kumquat.
No kidding.
Yes.
You're selling your own kumquat?
I could hook you up, man.
What's your business called?
I got a little kiosk in the men's room now.
Yeah.
It's called Uncle Farmer Tommy's Delicious Kumquat from Farm to Your Lips Sauce. I'll kumquat you up good, boy.
What does a kumquat look like?
It's like a little tiny orange.
It looks like a monkey's nut.
Oh, wait, that's a kumquat?
It's very small.
I thought a kumquat was like a...
It looks like a cherry tomato, but orange.
Yeah. Oh. A little bit bigger.
Because I would have had it looking like a kiwi.
Smaller than a kiwi. Kiwi definitely looks like a monkey's nut because it's got that fuzz on and the brown fuzz on the outside.
What's a kumquat taste like?
I think it's really sour.
Again, I could hook you up. As you seem to not be going into the men's room.
It's almost like a little candy.
Yeah.
Because I think you can eat it whole, right?
No, you sound like my grandma. Candy.
Yeah, you can quat it up. Be good.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We started with this man stealing peaches. Now we're arguing about fruit, because that's what we do here in the break room. And again, Kimmy and I are on the same page with the top 10 fruit ranking, right? Peaches are not in there. You said you were taking out honeydew and cantaloupe and throwing a peach. Go ahead, throw another fruit in there if you're taking out both melons.
Oh, I would throw a kiwi in, or yeah, for
you're
sure.
An idiot. You're okay. Who actually eats kiwi?
People that enjoy good food.
No, you never see kiwis in the wild, man. Like,
well,
kiwi is
you're not in Australia.
No, I'll tell you. No, I don't mean in the wild. I mean like people's houses. People that have a kiwi just to show you they have a kiwi. Like, if you go to their house, they're going to find a way to get near the kiwi to be like, I have a kiwi.
Have you ever tasted one?
Yes, I've had kiwi.
They're delicious.
Nah, it's too bitter for me. I don't like it.
Too bitter?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's like, tastes like a koala's nut.
I'll take your word on that.
It was a really weird exchange student experience. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I say keep the peach, get rid of the raspberries. Too many seeds. Can't take the seeds.
Okay.
Raspberry seeds.
Yeah, the little ones that get stuck in your teeth.
Buy some floss.
Peaches are great. I have a bag of peaches right now. I just picked off my tree. I planted this tree in April 3 years ago, and I got peaches that fall.
Oh, wow. That's a quick peach turnaround.
It's unbelievable. It's like an amazing treat.
You better hope your wife's not listening.
They're so delicious.
Okay, so Dave, I'm sorry, Bill, let me ask you. Like, how many peaches do you get in a season from that tree? Are we talking over like 100 peaches?
Yeah, what's your yield?
Well, see, I'm not like a real farmer. I just planted a tree, right? Okay. So I probably get 40 to 60.
Oh, that's good. You're saving
per tree?
You're saving $120. Yeah. There you go.
And it's fresh.
I have to give them away. Yes, they're fresh. You go out there and you just pick them off the tree and eat it. They're delicious. They're fabulous. I had two this morning.
Bill, congratulations on your peach tree, buddy.
I rock it. Green thumb.
All right. Attaboy, Bill. He just said he's not a farmer.
Yeah, but he's got a green thumb for some reason.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry?
No, I'm just surprised at how many people are really into growing their own fruit. Because I know vegetable gardens are really popular around here. I didn't know like there were that many people that had fruit experience.
Well, you got an apple tree, right?
Yeah, we got three of them.
Yeah.
My wife bought them like tiny, itty bitty. He's like, I got only $50. Let's get three trees. Yeah, that's a great idea. I think it seems like fruit's easier to grow than vegetables.
Is it?
I don't know.
I honestly have no idea.
Well, like, you know, you just heard Bill say you plant the tree and the peaches fall. The apple, you plant the tree and the apples fall.
Yeah,
but I would think, but it's more cleanup, right? Because if that stuff
they drop
goes bad, it's going to attract a bunch of stuff. Varmint. I don't know.
Varmint.
Wrong.
Trespassers.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. It's a fruit argument, bitch.
That's a fruit off.
It is a fruit off. Mm. And Tommy wins every time. Dave's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey,
what's up?
Listen, yeah, screw the peaches. You guys got to go to Wegmans and get an orange honeydew. They're freaking amazing.
Orange honeydew? What's that?
Yep. Rock. They used to call them orange flesh. It's an awesome melon, best melon hands down.
Okay, does it taste like an orange? What does it taste like?
No, it's a cross between cantaloupe and honeydew. Super good.
There you go. There's your super. There's your super fruit.
Why would you not call it a honeylope? That sounds way better.
It does.
I don't know. I'm not a marketing dude, but it's a serious melon, man.
All right, Dave, I'm going to get down on that melon, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
A honeylope sounds like an illegal marriage.
You force two bees to have sex with each other? They're honeylope?
Yeah, any of those forced marriages in the South with like a shotgun. I turned them both on to a honeylope and I forced them off my property. I said, give me a swallow of that white claw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.